Hello, hey Ryan, it's me Girish. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, am I audible, Ryan? Hello?
Yeah, I can just about hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a talk on the. Hello?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So, I just have done some numbers calculation. I just wanted to validate it from your side that I reduced the market size, which is coming around 200 million right now for immersion cooling fluids market for EVs. So,
Okay, yeah.
how about this? Will I go ahead for this number?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be hard for me to put an exact number on it, but I couldn't. The previous numbers did seem too big. I don't know, that
Yes. Yes, right
terms of the
now the
numbers of
number is
platforms
coming.
and things, possibly.
Yes. So, can I go ahead with this number right now? Because I have it, it's around 50, 70
Okay.
million, which is coming around. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. And also, I wanted to validate some market shares for different segments. So, can I validate, like, such as
Okay.
the passenger vehicles market share is coming around more than 85% market share, and rest 15 or 10% for commercial vehicles. With a good approximation, what do you say?
Yeah, because the commercial vehicle programs aren't really in mainstream production yet, so you've got there is some of that type of system in commercial vehicles, but the volume would be very low because they're just coming into production. So it'd be mostly battery electric passenger vehicles. Yeah.
As you said earlier on the mail regarding the propulsion type, that BEV platform is mostly used, so that's why I had given the market share for BEV more than 85%, and rest 15% for HEV and PHEV. Well, will it be justifiable?
Yeah, I think so. Just the sort of topology and nature of the other sorts of systems means that they're basically not able to use that kind of cooling system. So it is in BEV, and it is actually you can narrow it down to the one or two motor suppliers of particular motor technology that really relies on oil cooling. So, yeah.
And moving on, with regards to applications of immersion cooling, I have considered like batteries, motors, power electronics, as I mentioned in the mail. So for
Yeah.
batteries, I'm giving around 87%, and for motors and power electronics, for motors I'm giving 3%, and power electronics about 9 to 10%. So is it right estimation? What do you say, Ryan?
Yeah, so you see, I would struggle with that because, in my view, there really are not many vehicles at all using immersion in the battery system. In fact, I struggle to think of a mainstream vehicle in production that is using that technology.
Yes.
So, whereas on the traction drive in the motor, I can give you probably five or six examples of vehicles which are using that technology. In the power electronics and the things, it is really unusual, actually. So they would be very edge use cases. So in power electronics, like 1%, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so we can give the market share more for motors, EV motors, and
Yeah.
lower and lower for power electronics, as you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most of
So,
the General Motors EV platforms use this oil cooling in the motor. So there would be a direct correlation between the GM vehicle sales and oil cooling. I mean, so this is the thing. The survey initially in a motor, it's not really it isn't immersion cooling. In a motor, it's oil spray, so it's dielectric oil spray. So it's the same product being used, but the motor is not immersed. It's the oil is being passed through the motor and directed into certain parts to cool them. So that is maybe that's a little bit sort of confusing the answers that it's that terminology.
Okay, no problem. And yes, you said right that the motor cannot be immersed in a liquid, right? So this we are considering this dielectric coolant that can be sprayed on the cooling. We can say the dielectric as a coolant which is used for cooling of each motor. And and also I'd like to move on to the next segment, that prototype. And I'm giving the more than 90% market share for single phase coolant and near about 5-4% for two phase coolant, because mostly single phase coolant are used in immersion cooling, right?
Yeah, and I mean, again, so there's only one vehicle that I'm aware of that came to market with two phase cooling in the battery system. But it wasn't an immersion system. It was a it was using two phase cooling, but it was in a dedicated coolant circuit, and that was the BMW i3. But they moved away from that technology after a couple of years. So other than that platform, I am not aware of another platform which is using two-phase, technology directly in the pack, let alone on an immersion basis, and that would apply to all of the components. You know, you do use it, but refrigerant systems are used separately, but not on an immersion basis.
Okay. Yes. That's all the things I wanted to validate from your side. And yes, I will reflect your inputs into my market estimation calculation. And I'm in the file or in the week, I will publish this report. And after it get published, as a token of gratitude, we will share with you the expert's copy, executive summary of this immersion cooling fluids market with you.
Okay. And it'll be interesting to see some of the other views. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, Ryan. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, you too. Bye.
Yes. Bye.